Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for the Day with Ray. Before we start, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask you to open your word to us today and help us to know more about you, living for you, and your son, Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's lesson is called The Mariner's Prayer. It comes from Jonah chapter 1 and verse 14. As a storm came upon the mariners of the ship traveling to Joppa, they determined that Jonah was the person responsible for the troubled seas. Though he admitted his fault and told the men to cast him forth into the sea, the men continued to row against the winds and waves. When they worked ardently to no avail, finally in chapter 1 and verse 14 of this prophecy, we learn how the mariners cried or prayed unto the Lord, where we read, "Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech you, O Lord, we beseech you, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." The verse begins, "Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech you, O Lord, we beseech you, let us not perish for this man's life." The writer began with the words, "Wherefore they cried," or the mariners called out, recited, read, proclaimed, uttered a loud sound, and yelled for help unto the Lord, which refers to Jehovah, or Jehovah, who is the existing one. And they said, or they spoke, uttered, answered, commanded, and intended, "We beseech you," which means, "Oh, now, pray now, and we entreat you, O Lord," which refers to Jehovah or Jehovah, who is the existing one. "We beseech you," which again means, "Oh, now, pray now, and we entreat you, let us not perish or vanish, go astray, be destroyed, exterminated, lost, and strayed for this man's life," which refers to Jonah's soul, his person, mind, living being, desire, emotion, and passion. Because rowing had no effect upon their conditions, the mariners begged God not to let them be destroyed because of Jonah's fault. The verse goes on to say, "And lay not upon us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." The writer continued, "And lay," or give, put, set, grant, bestow, permit, ascribe, devote, consecrate, and dedicate, "not upon us innocent," which refers to the mariners and the shipmaster, a clean, free from, exempt, clear, free from guilt, punishment, and obligations. He referred to their blood. They referred to the blood, which refers to that which is bloodshed causes death, the bloodshed that causes death. "For you," which refers to the Lord. "O Lord," which refers to Jehovah, or Jehovah, who is the existing one, "have done it as," or fashioned, accomplished, made, and produced "the way which pleased you," which means delight, desire, take pleasure in, favor, and like. The mariners did not want Jonah's innocent blood to be their responsibility because they recognized who was in control of the storm. And the Lord always managed as he pleased. When we think through these words in this verse, we see how this storm and the mariners' inability to overcome it persuaded them to call upon the Lord. So often, it's not until a person recognizes the Lord as the cause of their difficulties that they see their need for change. Jesus Christ will allow difficulties and troubles to bring us to our knees, have us calling upon him and begging him to preserve the innocent. If we are experiencing great disturbances, perhaps we can learn from these mariners and call upon the Lord and beg to be preserved. Next time, we see the mariners throw Jonah into the sea. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word, in Jesus' name.